Studio 360.
Okay, what's a 14-letter word for crossword puzzle creator? If you said cruciverbalist, well done. Another acceptable answer would be Brendan Quigley. Brendan Emmett Quigley has been making crosswords for the New York Times since he was a senior in college 20 years ago. And it's actually pretty easy to spot one of his puzzles without even looking at the byline. He's known for embedding lots of pop culture into his Times puzzles. Like, if you come across nine-letter word for colorful swallow, that is definitely a Quigley clue. I've always wondered about how crossword puzzles got made, so I asked Brendan if he'd come in and train me a little bit, and he agreed. Brendan, thanks for doing this.
Glad to be here.
So what is the nine-letter word for colorful swallow?
That would be jello shot.
Of course, when I first read this, I thought, swallow, some kind of bird.
Yes, well, the English language is incredibly fluid, and since it's written down, you sometimes want to find a way to twist the mind of the solver. You want to make things that look like verbs actually are nouns and that sort of thing.
So you have been a crossword fan forever. What's the best clue you've ever seen?
Like, one of my all-time favorite clues, Mike Schenck wrote for the Wall Street Journal, and it was strips in a club, and the answer was bacon.
Wow, that is pretty brilliant. There's a term in crossword making, unfair crossings. What does that mean?
If there's an answer that requires some sort of knowledge, you want to make sure that the other answers going the other way are all easy to get.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, that one square where the two of them cross, you have no shot.
Interesting. I now that when you say that, I immediately understand that that's the way puzzles are created. But I was never conscious of that as a rule.
Funny you should say that, because I wasn't aware that this was a thing until a crossword blogger by the name of Rex Parker critiqued one of my puzzles in the New York Times, where the illustrator N.C. Wyeth crossed the Boston town Natick and said, who in the right mind is going to understand what's going to fit in that one square? It's totally unfair. From now on, this shall be known as the Natick principle.
Huh.
And so my puzzle was the one coined a term that we now refer to those bad crossings as Natick.
See, but that's not, again, it's all a matter of what you know, but both Natick and N.C. Wyeth, to me, seem not too arcane.
Yeah. there's a rule in puzzle making that says that this is a battle and that the puzzle maker is expected to lose.
Right. I never thought of it that way. That's interesting. Yeah.
When you solve a puzzle, you want to go, wow, I am so clever for figuring out all of these clues and figuring out the theme. And that was a great puzzle. I had a great time with that. You don't want them to go, Brendan, you're a jerk for putting those two answers
in
there.
So you start with 225 blank squares, right? Or 441 on Sundays.
Yeah, that math sounds about right. Yep.
And so how do you start? What's the first step?
The calling card for all the puzzles is a theme. The theme is the linking element to all the long answers in the puzzle.
Uh-huh.
And it could be something incredibly simple like a category where you have a bunch of answers, maybe say answers that begin with parts of a bicycle, like chain of fools, pedal pushers, handlebar mustache, something like that. You want to find a new way to sort of play with the English language. And really the hardest part of any puzzle is coming up with that gimmick. I'm going to come up with every possible option for it so that if anyone else were to do this gimmick, they'd be stealing my idea.
Right. And by the way, you use the word gimmick a lot. Is that the term of art in crossword puzzles?
Well, no, it's theme. It's definitely theme. But yeah, I guess I just always said gimmick because...
Because you hate yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have some fun. Let's make a crossword puzzle together on the air. I guess a miniature, since it's my first one ever.
Absolutely.
So, listeners, if you want to follow along, get a sheet of paper and draw four squares by four squares, right? So you'll have 16 squares in all. And then you'll need to number them. So starting up in the upper left-hand corner, you number that first one, 1, 2, 3, and next to that, 4. And then, going back to the left side, where you have the numbers vertically, you put in 5, and below that, 6, and below that, 7. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4 across the top, and then down the left-hand side, it says 1, 5, 6, 7. Okay. And now that we all have our grids, Brendan, our first task is to figure out a theme, right?
Yes. I thought for our purposes, we would just put Kurt at one across.
Okay.
So K-U-R-T.
That's correct.
And then we're going to try to fill this in with all common answers that's going to have a maximum amount of fun and a maximum amount of, or a minimum amount of garbage answers.
Yeah. Okay. Minimum garbage, maximum fun. Got it.
Yes. Okay. Which is going to be challenging because there's not that much room.
So where do you start? You start with K or does it matter, I guess?
Well, I think I'm going to start with the U because there's not that many fun things that you can do with that.
Right.
The easiest way to fill in a grid is to follow the pattern of vowel, consonant, and that sort of thing.
Right. I was trying to think, oh, gosh, what four-letter word starts with U? Obviously, there are many. I mean, I thought the first one I thought of was undo. Is that a bad one?
Undo isn't a terrible one. Why don't we go with, well, let's see what we could do with undo.
Okay.
The thing that's...
You sound disappointed, Brendan.
No. It's totally fine. I'm just trying to think out loud while we're doing this.
Okay.
So fine, we'll do that.
Okay.
So we'll do 5 across now.
Okay.
And so we want to think of answers, an answer that will give us the most flexibility going down. I would like a word that is vowel N, vowel consonant, that'll make our lives a shade easier.
Right.
I'm going to go with anew. How's that?
Great. I like that. That's a great word. So after putting in anew, A-N-E-W on 5 across, Brendan and I filled out the rest of the squares. I'm going to read you the grid we came up with. And don't worry if you don't get it all. We've got the complete puzzle on our website. And the rest of my talk with Brendan is really about how you come up with the clues. So for 1 across, we did my name, Kurt, K-U-R-T. Then 5 across, anew, A-N-E-W. Down from that, for 6 across, it was Edna, E-D-N-A. And for 7 across, lots, L-O-T-S. For 1 down, we had Kale, as in Pauline Kael, the great New Yorker film critic, K-A-E-L. 2 down is the word undo, U-N-D-O. 3 down is rent, R-E-N-T, and 4 down is twas, like twas the night before Christmas. And once we had the completed grid with all the words, it was time to write some entertaining clues. And the first one we tackled was 3 down, rent.
I mean, well, there's plenty of ways you can clue it. You can clue it as like the monthly
expense.
You could clue it as La Vie Boheme musical.
Right. Now, I'm thinking in our little puzzle and attempting to see a theme, I'm thinking, okay, rent, the musical. Kale, Pauline Kael, the movie critic. Me, I write books and I have this radio show. So we've got a kind of culture theme going. So maybe we go with that.
Sure, we could totally do that. So if we have Kurt as...
we could say host of public radio culture show or something.
Well, see, that's totally unfair. This needs to be clear and direct.
Fine.
Because the host of any public radio show could be Ira.
Okay. It could, but that's 3 letters. But yeah, sure. How about public radio host Anderson?
There you go. So why don't we try to do this with all pop culture clues?
Okay.
So the next one across would be anew. I don't know anything off the top of my head for a new other than A New Hope, which was the subtitle for the first Star Wars. So why don't we do
perfect
quote blank hope close quote and then in parentheses subtitle for episode, what was that, 4 of the Star Wars series?
Great. Perfect.
Edna was a character in The Incredibles, wasn't she?
Probably. Or you could go, it's less contemporary, but Dame Edna, you could do Dame Edna.
We could do Dame Edna. We could
Edna
also
Saint
do
Malay.
Crime.
Yeah.
Crime author Buchanan.
I like that. Crime author Buchanan. That's good.
All right. We got radio. We've got movies. Right. We've got mystery writer. Now lots. So what are we? Oh, how about studio spaces like filming locations?
Oh, back lots. Yeah, that's good. And how? But what would you say? Movie studios.
Places where people get shot. We could put a question mark there. Places where famous people get
shot.
Oh,
I see. Shot. Maybe? There you go. That's good. Yes. Although, talk about that's kind of difficult. But
yes, it is a little difficult. But again, it's an example of using the English language to play with it. I mean, the idea for a lot of, that one would have a question mark at the end of it. So when you see a question mark, it says we're being cheeky. We're being a little too clever by half.
Right.
So there we go. So we've got all the acrosses. Now we go with the downs.
Yep.
Pauline Kael, she is a book critic now, isn't she?
Movie critic. A late movie critic.
Is she she's not coming down for breakfast anymore?
She's not coming down for breakfast anymore. No.
Yeah, you're right. She's long gone.
Yes.
All right. Well, I would just say for a name like that, because again, it is crossing. Uh-huh. Kurt, you'd probably want to have it be a layup. So maybe something like I Lost It at the Movies, critic,
yeah.
Pauline.
See, you do know everything. You knew the title of her book.
This is where Googling comes in pretty handy.
Okay.
The last one that's going to be challenging, I think, Undo. I'm not sure how we're going to have that have something to do with pop culture.
Yeah. It is on the pull down menu on everybody's computer for, you know, undo what you've just done. Is that a way to go?
Certainly. I was just trying to see if there's a way we could do it as a pop culture.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, sound engineer, which menu has undo on Pro Tools?
It's an undo button. Yeah.
What? There's an undo button?
Yeah.
What's the icon for the button?
It's Command Z.
Command Z. I like that.
And there we go. We can have the command echo. So we could have Command-Z command in Pro Tools.
Excellent.
And for Twas, first word in Jabberwocky.
Or the night before Christmas.
Or the night before Christmas. And there we go. So we've clued everything to the best of our ability.
Excellent.
Entirely pop culture.
Groovy.
So it is sort of mini theme.
Yes, yes. I think we did a pretty good job. Brendan Emma Quigley, this has been very fun. Thanks for letting me help you create this primitive puzzle for Studio 360.
My pleasure.
And to see the me-themed puzzle we just made, go to studio360.org.